Radio Prague News.
A meeting of the Prague chapter of the Civic Democratic Party has failed to announce a candidate for mayor. The opposition Social Democrat and Communist parties say that the candidates being considered for the post of ombudsman are worse than in the first vote, and hundreds of former political prisoners have gathered at Svatý Hostín to commemorate deceased dissidents. The Prague chapter of the Civic Democratic Party met on Saturday to discuss its platform for upcoming local elections and its work at City Hall over the last 4 years. The meeting did not result in the announcement of who would be the party's candidate for mayor of Prague. The only mention of the issue was made by the sitting mayor and former chairman of the party's Prague chapter, Pavel Bem, who said in a speech to the assembly that there were several potential mayors in the room. The current chairman, Boris Chesney, wants to discuss the selection with Prime Minister and Civic Democrat Petr Nečas, who has criticized him for a lack of activity on the question. Local elections in the Czech Republic are to be held in October. The opposition Social Democrat and Communist Party say that the candidates being considered for the post of ombudsman are worse than in the first vote. Both parties had supported the former deputy ombudsman, Anna Shabatova, who lost by a few votes and was not renominated by the Senate. The two parties will decide on who to put their votes behind at meetings of their parliamentary clubs on Tuesday. The heads of the coalition parties have recommended that their members of parliament support former constitutional judge Pavel Varvarovsky, who will win the post if they do so on Tuesday. Hundreds of former political prisoners from the Czech Republic and Slovakia have gathered at the pilgrimage site of Svatý Hostín to commemorate deceased dissidents. Another roughly 2,000 visitors attended a mass held by the Archbishop of Prague, Dominik Duka. Archbishop Duka recalled that there were more than 250,000 political prisoners in former Czechoslovakia and that the event was a vote of thanks for their freedom. 2,400 former political prisoners are still alive today, according to the Confederation of Czech Political Prisoners, which organized the event. The Czech Hydrometeorological Institute reports that August saw twice the average precipitation in the Czech Republic at 150 liters per square meter. Northern Bohemia received three times the average rainfall with 230 liters, roughly a quarter of the annual precipitation for the region. The least amount of rain was in North Moravia, which still got 150% of the average. Heavy rain in parts of the country in August brought flooding, particularly in the regions of Liberec and Ústí nad Labem, where damages have been estimated at 6 billion crowns. Now turning briefly to the weather. Conditions at the weekend are expected to be partly cloudy, with a chance of showers and daytime highs of 16 to 21 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.